He is on the air, and yes, it's all about green because the weather's going to warm up the next couple of days. Things are going to start blooming. May is just about here, so it's go time. And here is what you need to do. If you're the 10th caller at 412-922-1020, you will win yourself a $25 gift certificate from the amazing folks out there off the Wexford exit at Sorgel's. That's the 10th caller at 412-922-1020. Star of the show now, Doug Oster. Doug Oster. .com. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning. Lots to talk about today. We've got a guest after the first break. It's Nancy Knaus from the Allegheny chapter of the North American Rock Garden Society, talking about next Sunday's rock garden show and sale at Sorgel's. And speaking of Sorgel's, the date has been set for the 21st annual Doug Oster Plant Swap and Garden Hullabaloo. Yes, join me at Sorgel's Sunday, June 2nd at 1 p.m. We're going to have a blast trading plants. People have been coming for all these years, and it's fun to see everybody. When you do bring plants for this plant swap on June 2nd, make sure everything is labeled, please, and don't bring anything invasive. It's actually the 24th annual. The first three I actually did at my house with some great people that when I first started at the PG, I started a internet garden forum, which was weird at the time, and started off with a great group there, and we were very close, and like I said, they came to the house, and we started trading plants then, and now it's become a big deal where we do it at Sorgel's, and my daughter will be dressed as a tomato, as always, giving away Limbaugh Legacy Potato Top Tomato Plants while they last. That is an amazing tomato. Fred Limbaugh called me in 2000. I was at my desk at the PG and said, I grow the best tasting tomato you've ever tasted, and convinced me to come out to his house, and he gave me a couple plants. I grew them out, and I thought they were fantastic, and I wanted wanted people to grow that plant and make it persist. And so my thing with that tomato is you get the free plant, but you please grow it out and save me some seeds. I have some instructions on how to do that. Save the seeds and send them back to me. Be there on June 2nd at 1 p.m. Don't be late because it's over in about 20 minutes and it's crazy. I want to get you a plant. So today after the show, I am headed down to Northern Washington County to see Joe Hamm's daffodil garden in the late flower bloom, and I'll be making a video, and if you would like to join me around 10 in the morning, you might be in the video, and we can check out the garden together. It'll be fun. You know, I love that place, and all the information about how to get there is at DougOster.com. From where I live in the North Hills, it takes about 45 minutes, so if you're in the city or south of the city, it'd be a lot quicker. And I did get a nice email yesterday from Linda. She showed me a picture of her twin sister's daffodils blooming, and those came from Joe a couple years ago. It's going to be blooming when I go down there today. It is a late bloomer, very fragrant. It was introduced all the way back in the 1500s. And twin sisters, I thought, well, let's have a little essay contest, and I'll give away the bulbs. Well, the essay winners, and Linda was one of them, were so great, I asked Joe to send me more bulbs because I couldn't just have one winner. Stories were great. Then you can read the stories. They're still online at DougOster.com. I do have a brand new set of interactive free online gardening classes for Farm to Table, Buy Fresh, Buy Local, starting this Thursday, 5 p.m. It's free. You go online, do it from home, from Zoom, and I'm kicking off the series with preparing the organic garden for planting. If you'd like to see my spring garden, I made a short video, and it's of some of my favorite plants, some container plantings, and a very special tulip, which, believe it or not, is still there. This will be the end of it with this heat. And that tulip links me to a coworker from over 30 years ago. Check out the video. I think you'll like it. And not, like I said, I'm making another video today down at Joe's. Come on down. And while I was kayaking on Lake Arthur, I stumbled onto, I was like coming through this around a point, and I saw daffodils growing, and I was like, wow. So I pulled up and I walked in there, and then there was some beautiful flowering crabapple trees. And then I walked deeper into the woods, and there was a old foundation there. And so when I saw that foundation, I was like, wow, this is one of the houses that, you know, when they flooded the lake, that one didn't get flooded. And, you know, the government, I don't know how it worked. I don't know if the government came in and bought all those houses and then flooded it, because there's lots of roads and little towns and stuff under the lake. But this was a place that would have been, if they would have known, of course, it's going to be part of the park, but that old homestead would have had the most beautiful view of the lake. And before we get to our caller, I always say peaches will break your heart, but not this year for my friend Noah and his dad, Bob. They are the Onion Kings of Pittsburgh, but also their peach trees are filled with peaches this year. And so the weather worked out perfect. I joked with Noah and Bob that I wanted peach cobbler, I wanted peach pie, I wanted peaches and ice cream. And so, Rob, let's go to the phones and see what we need to talk about.
All right, John, go ahead, please. You're on KDK.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, the last spring I was at a garden center and I saw this scarlet fire dogwood,
full bloom,
beautiful. Had to take it home, put it in. Tree looks like it's doing just fine. It's in full leaf, but no blossoms this year.
Well, for scarlet fire, it will be later. Since that's a Coosa dogwood, that's going to be a little later. Let me tell you the story of scarlet fire. I was at a trade show in Baltimore, and a friend of mine who worked for one of the big giant companies, you know, plant producers, he says, "You've got to interview this guy, Doug. He's from Rutgers, and he's introducing this new dogwood." And I went down and talked to him, and it was a fascinating story how his predecessor actually had worked for years to figure out a way to breed this Coosa dogwood with a almost red flower, you know, deep, deep pink. And his predecessor, who he's working with, this old guy, called him to the, you know, to the field, said, "Oh, come on, visit me at the field." And there's like thousands of these dogwood trees. And one of them had those red flowers, and that's what became Scarlet Fire. What made you buy Scarlet Fire? Because that's a new introduction and a really cool plant.
I happened to be at a Janowski's out on Route 30 and was walking through their garden center. I saw it, and it was just, I thought it was spectacular. And I had a spot for it, so I brought it home. And I was really disappointed when it didn't bloom this year, but maybe I'm a little too early.
You are a little too early. We're, you know, this is when our native dogwoods bloom, but it'll be another, I don't know, few weeks until we see Coosa dogwoods bloom. So,
good. Thank you very much.
You're in good shape there. And boy, you're lucky to have that fantastic plant in your garden. All right. Thanks so much for your call.
All right. Hey, I want to remind you can always listen to us at 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK or on the Odyssey app. But you can also watch us with the Ireland Contracting video feed. Just go to kdkradio.com and click on Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. Tell them what's coming up, Doug.
It's going to be our guest, Nancy Knaus, from the Allegheny chapter of the North American Rock Garden Society, talking about next Sunday's Rock Garden Show and Sale at Sorgles. I'm looking forward to talking to Nancy. She's a longtime friend and horticulturalist, and you might know her as the retired state coordinator of the Penn State Master Gardener Program.
Back with more of the Organic Gardener on KDKA in just a couple of minutes. Let's get back to Doug and his special guest on this edition of the Organic Gardener on KDK. Doug?
So happy to welcome my friend Nancy Knaus to the show from the Allegheny chapter of the North American Rock Garden Society. Talking about next Sunday's Rock Garden Show and Sale at Sorgles from 9 to 3. She is a horticulturist and retired state coordinator of the Penn State Master Gardener Program. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Doug. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
Oh, I'm so glad you came on. So, with everything you do with gardening, tell me about the Rock Garden Society and how you got involved in that, and a little bit about the show and sale next week.
Okay. First of all, the Rock Garden Society has been in existence for 60 years in Pennsylvania, and this will be our 53rd annual Rock Garden Plant Show and Sale. So it's been around for quite a while, and I thought I'd first of all talk a little bit about rock garden plants, because maybe some of the viewers aren't familiar with these plants.
Yeah, what is it that makes it a rock garden plant? Could any plant be a rock garden plant, or is it special?
They are specialized. It's really a particular plant. Usually they're miniature or very dwarf, and they are native to the mountainous regions throughout the world. And they require, you know, a really well-drained soil. And so they grow well next to or around rocks. So you can put, you know, several rocks together and just sort of tuck some of these small plants in between the rocks. They really need well-drained soil, so they won't do really well or grow well in a humusy-rich soil, usually what we try to have in our gardens. These like really sharp drainage, so you would add like grit or sand, gravel, something so that the roots really grow deep and there's really well-drained soil. So that's sort of the focus of our group. However, we do also, there are other plants that can grow around larger boulders in your garden, you know, things like astilbe or bleeding heart or primroses that aren't miniatures. So we also study those and work with those, as well as native wildflowers, trilliums, twin leaf, shooting star. So there's really a bit of diversity in the group, even though we're called the Rock Garden Society. But you can really learn a whole lot about the group at our show and sale next Sunday, as you mentioned.
So what will be there? What will be there at the show and sale? What kind of things will people be able to see?
I think the exciting thing that we have is we actually have the show. So members will bring in some of their, you know, outstanding specimens that they've been growing. So you will be able to see a full-grown plant. You know, when you look at the sale, you may see a little plant in a 3-inch pot, and it may not look like anything. But then if you look at the plants in the show, you'll see, you know, a full-grown specimen, and that can really be inspirational to, you know, trying this out yourself. So we'll have many different plants in the show. The wildflowers, you'll be able to see plants grown in troughs. And I'll just mention a little bit about a trough. So troughs really came, there were stone troughs that were used to feed animals. And so, you know, they became sort of obsolete, and plants just sort of, seeds landed in the troughs, and they look beautiful growing out of the troughs. So now we try to mimic those stone troughs that were available many thousands of years ago, and we make our own troughs using sand and Portland cement, vermiculite, perlite, and you can grow a lot of these miniature alpine plants in troughs. So if you don't have a lot of space in your yard, you can always go the trough route, and we will also have troughs in the show and for sale as well.
And there's a couple presentations too, free presentations, if people want to learn more about rock gardening, right?
Right. So at 11 o'clock, we have a trough planting demonstration. So one of our members will be demonstrating what you do, how you go about as far as the soil mix and selecting plants and actually planting the trough so you can see how it's done. A lot of times you can read about things. I know I'm this way, but when I see it, it really makes a difference. So that's at 11. And then at 1 o'clock, we have a demonstration or a class on backyard propagation. You know, go out in your backyard. What can you grow? What can you propagate now? So really just easy techniques that require minimal expense and expertise so that you can propagate your own plants. And I don't know about you, but it's pretty rewarding when you can say, you know, I grew this plant from, you know, its infancy to what it is now, full grown.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, right. It's very, you know, it's just very rewarding.
And one of Pittsburgh's hidden treasures is the rock garden in front of the aviary.
I know it is, and I don't think a lot of people realize that it's there. So if you ever head down to the aviary, be sure you check out our rock garden that's right outside the, I think it's the condor cage, mm-hmm. and you can really see the plants, you know, grown, you know, their mature state, and check them out. We do have some of them named, so you can get some ideas as far as what you might want to do in your own garden.
It is a beautiful garden. So, Nancy, I want to go back and talk a little bit about how you got into growing rock garden plants. Why is this right for you, and what do you get out of it?
Well, I really like any kind of plant. If I'll grow vegetables, I'll do anything. I just am attracted to all kinds of plants. And I really like the trough part. I don't have a whole lot of sun in my area But it's really, it's just like growing any plant. It's incredibly rewarding, and they're so unusual. I mean, you won't find a lot of these plants at your at our garden centers. You have to search them out. So they're very specialized. So it's just sort of a new avenue for me to explore and learn more about different plants that are growing in different regions throughout the world. So I just find it really exciting when I can grow a plant successfully, that sort of new thing that I haven't seen it before.
So a couple tips for people to do this at home. Would you recommend the trough to start that way?
I would start with a trough, and you can use any container. You can just use a ceramic bowl if you have some sort of shallow ceramic bowl. Get a few plants, and you know, the key again is just getting the right soil mix, and you can just sort of add your own artistic flair. You don't have to go big with the trough, just something to start out small, and if you like it, then maybe you want to put in a rock garden in your own garden.
And how about,
so I would start with the trough.
How about a couple of favorite plants for a trough?
I like some of the dianthus. So if you think about a lot of these plants that you see out in your garden, dianthus meaning pinks, you may see them growing in your garden. They're maybe 12 inches high. Well, in the trough garden or in the rock garden, they're just maybe 2 inches high, and they create nice little tight mounds that are just, you want to touch them and feel them because they're so unique. I love those. You can use, I like ferns because I have a lot of shade. There's dwarf ferns. So all the plants that you think about in your garden, we use them in miniature. So they're sort of perfect for people that don't have a lot of space. If you have a balcony and you just want to try something, this could be the ticket.
So next Sunday at Sorgel's, 9 to 3,
right?
Rock Garden Show and Sale. Now, I've got everything posted at my website at DougOster.com for more information, but how would you like people to take a look and see more information about this event?
The Rock Garden Society has a website, and we also have our Facebook page. So if you just Google either one of those, there's information there. And at the show and sale, there'll be plenty of members there that can answer your questions and guide you and get you started on the path of rock gardening if you're interested.
Nancy,
and even if you're not, it's just fun to come and see.
Cool.
And also shop at Sorgel's.
Nancy, thanks for getting up early, coming on the show. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks, Doug. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, more coming up with Doug and your phone calls at 866-391-1020. Get on the line. She's going to be taking all of your gardening questions coming up today on KDKA. All right, we want to go wall-to-wall gardening question. Temperature is going to be in the 80s today. Tomorrow, you're going to want to get out there, maybe later today, start kicking up the dirt and start planting and getting ready with all of your product, okay? So give us a call. Gardening questions right now, 866-391-1020. Next hour, we're going to be talking pork recipes on the Coons Cooking Hour. And then all of your window-related questions. We got the Schmutzers in the house today. Looking forward to the hour with Metropolitan Windows at 9 a.m. But right now, if you are the 10th caller, you're going to win yourself a $25 gift certificate from Janoski's in Clinton. 412-922-1020. That's the number to dial for the gift certificate, but the number to talk to Doug is 866-391-1020. So you're actually going to be one of those out in the garden today.
I'm going to be down at Joe Ham's Daffodil Garden, and then, yes, I will be working in my garden all day. You know, if you'd want to, come on down after the show. I'm going to be down there around 10 this morning at Joe Ham's Daffodil Garden, but there's a lake right next to, a really nice lake right next to this place, but I can't stay and fish. I got to come back and work in the garden because we're starting production on the third season of In Doug's Garden. It's a video television show I do for CBS KDK streaming. The first episode of the third season will be airing next Saturday, 9 a.m., and again, all that information is at DougOster.com. I'm a little worried about this heat, believe it or not, with all the cool weather vegetables that I have in. You know, this is why it's hard to grow something like spinach in our climate. You know, my spinach has been in for quite a while now, but you get 2 or 3 days where it gets really hot like this, and they can bolt and go right to seed, and then they're useless. Then you start again. And these were actually plants that I bought. And sometimes when you get the plants from the greenhouse, they've been growing in a really warm greenhouse, so it doesn't take much for them to be signaled to go into that, what we call bolting stage. I've had some arugula already bolt, and I was looking at my spinach yesterday, and I'm like, boy, I hope that's not starting to bolt already. I have been doing a lot of planting, though, in the garden and in the greenhouse, planting seeds of all sorts of greens and stuff. These will be things that I'll plant midsummer. You know, what's in the garden now is spinach and onions, and oh, the lettuce looks really good. Lettuce won't bolt this early, but it eventually will. You know, and I really disappointed in myself with planting my peas so late. You know, I'm the guy that's always saying, St. Patrick's Day, you got to plant your peas. But and I thought I was going to be able to do it while I was in Portugal, but I couldn't hook up with anybody. That day we had travel meetings all day, and I was like, wow, the first years in 40 years I haven't planted on St. Patrick's Day. But I've got some peas in, and certainly plenty of time to plant everything, you know, with this nice weather we have coming up. You know, if it's going to be sunny and 80, and then tomorrow might break a record for heat. Not the best time, though, to plant plants. You know, you could put seeds in, but plants, you want to wait either for a cloudy day, rainy day, or maybe the end of the day. Planting at, you know, noon on an 88 degree day, putting like a lettuce plant in, it's going to stress out. I'm doing a lot of container stuff, you know, and this is not an ad for Pit Moss Plentiful. They're not paying me to talk about this, but this is what I use. I actually did a demonstration, a container demonstration, I think it was last weekend, where I was showing people how to plant containers. And I filled them up with pit moss. The reason I use that Pit Moss Plentiful is that it's organic. It's made from recycled newspaper. The Plentiful version is the one that I love because it has organic fertilizer added. It has everything I need. It's light. It's easy to move around in the garden. And most importantly, 2/3 less water. And so when we get to that, well, it's already getting that way. When it gets hot without rain, that's when I love that Pit Moss Plentiful. So containers, again, filled with lettuce and onions and all sorts of stuff, you know. All right, Rob, we ready to go to the phones?
Yes, we are. Let's say hi to Kay. Kay's in Bethel Park. She's on KDKA. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Doug. Doug, when do you transplant hostas, spring or fall? And are they all different? You know, I have so many of them.
This is the perfect time to do it when they're just kind of poking up. Hostas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So this is the perfect time to do it. You can transplant them actually at any time, but right now is the perfect time. Now, I wouldn't do it over these next 2 days when we have the 80s, unless I would do it like later in the day and I would give them a lot of water. The reason we're doing it now is when you can see the separation in the plant. You can see the little shoots coming up, and you just cut a few shoots off or lift the whole thing and cut them to pieces and then replant them somewhere. This is the time to do your hostas. Thanks for your call.
Thanks for the call, Kay. Let's go to Kathy in Imperial. She's on the air with Doug on Kitty K. Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I bought my seed potatoes at Janoski's in March, like towards the end. And then, you know, we had the floods of Noah. So I'm so glad I didn't plant them. But the problem is I've never planted potatoes before, but the eyes are super long on them.
That's okay.
Is it?
Yeah, that's going to be okay. How big are the seed potatoes? Are they like a regular-sized potato or just like a little potato?
Well, some of them were like softballs. So what I did was I cut them.
Okay.
You know, I cut them up, and I cut them yesterday, and they've got that nice skin on them.
Perfect,
you know, like where
perfect.
You cut it. I watched a thing to try to, you know, get them ready. I'm scared if the dirt gets on, it's going to knock all those off of there. And what happens if the pressure from the dirt knocks the
eyes? Don't sweat that. Just dig up that dirt, make it nice and soft, and just gently put those in there. Now, do you know about the hilling up on potatoes? What we do is we kind of dig kind of a trench and put those potatoes gently down there, barely cover them with a little bit of dirt. And as they sprout up, we add more dirt during the season, and that gives us more potatoes. Does that make sense?
I've heard when I bought them at Janoski's, the woman talked about mounding, you know, the dirt.
Right.
But so initially, how deep and how much of a layer to put on top the mound?
You know, it depends on your soil, but, you know, 12 inches if you could do it. Lay them down in there. Again, barely cover them, a few inches on top. They'll start to sprout up, and as they get, you know, 4 or 5 inches tall, then maybe another couple inches, and as they get bigger, as soon as they start flowering, that tells you that they're starting to put potatoes on. And we always talk about, if you're planting potatoes, we always talk about what are called new potatoes. So when you start to see those flowers, they're starting to put on potatoes. And we wait a little bit after the flowers. But on the very edges, you can dig out a few of the littler potatoes, and the skins haven't hardened yet, and they are to die for. That's one of the reasons to grow potatoes, is harvesting new potatoes. And then eventually the foliage will die back, and then it's time to dig your potatoes. Potatoes are also pretty, people love to do them in containers or like a big cage. Like you can put a cage, you know, a round cage, line the inside with newspaper. Again, put some dirt in, put the seed potatoes in, and then keep mounding it up to the top of the container. And then you just kind of undo that wire frame, and it falls apart, and you got all your potatoes.
I see. Okay. Well, this is a new adventure for us, and our soil is amazing. It's nice and rich.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Anytime we've grown anything there, it's been very lush. This was, parts of my yard was a farm years ago, and I think it's got some good, you know, good soil there. But the new potatoes, I like to boil them with the skins on, and then butter, salt, and pepper, and then some fresh parsley, and that's all you need.
It's my. That sounds good. Yeah. What made you try and grow potatoes?
Well, we just decided to go all in and try a bunch of stuff we never tried. We're going to do strawberries. I'm going to put some wire over it so that the critters don't get to it. We're just trying a bunch of stuff we've never tried before, basically.
Well, what else besides strawberries before I let you go?
We never planted onion sets before. One year we actually got corn, like corn on the, you know, grew corn up there. And I live in an area where there's like lots of houses and what have you. But our little piece there is like, you feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere. Mm. But yeah, we grew corn. We grew pumpkins. But yeah, this year we're trying those. The new things are the onions, potatoes, and the strawberry patch.
All right. That sounds great. Well, good luck on everything. That's wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming back, more calls with Doug. Next hour, pork recipes on the Coons Cooking Hour with Frank Dantisi on KDKA. All right, you have to mention anything before we finish with some calls here?
No, just that I'm going down to see Joe Hamm's Daffodil Garden. All the information is at DougOster.com. Come in and join me there this morning if you don't have anything to do, and we'll see the last of the daffodils. Rob and I were actually talking off air, like, oh, spring is so good, but the end of the daffodil season, and it's optimistic way, we're like, how many more years will we be able to see
daffodils? Twilight of our spring.
Okay, come on.
Hey.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, that's the truth. Cheryl, you're on KDK. How you doing, Cheryl?
Oh, great. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. I had to take out some Japanese yews, and I got a couple new plants to put in, and the soil's really clay. They were there forever. How do I amend the soil there before I plant those?
Get yourself a few bags of compost at your local nursery. Dig that.
And when you say compost, Doug, mushroom manure or whatever?
No, you know, there's nothing wrong really with mushroom manure. Sometimes it can be alkaline, but you just want, when you go to the nursery, you tell them what you're doing, and they'll have three or four different choices for you. That will work fine for you. So big bags where you dump in a couple big bags, dig them in, and then put your plants in, and you're giving them everything they need for the rest of their life. So it'll help them, you know, with drainage and nutrition and all that sort of thing. What was your second question?
Okay, my vegetable garden the last 2 years has been horrible. Last year it got was really, really hard to dig. There's some kind of new weed that's growing, and, you know, I dug them all out by hand and that. But And I've been planning. I do not rototill. I do what you say, you know, build layers. I've used newspaper to cover the plants before. I even put in a, you know, the drainage system. You connect up to your garden hose, let it seep in. So I don't know what's happened
it's
to
the
it. But
it's the same thing with what we talked about, the shrubs. Add pure compost. In your case, with these shrubs and with your regular garden, it might behoove you to get a delivery of compost if you could use that much. If not, just get a bunch of bags of compost, pour it
could
on top of
you. Give me a specific kind, Doug, because I did go to one of the nurseries that and bought the boxwoods to put in. And the gentleman that I normally talk to wasn't there, and he did suggest the mushroom manure. So is there?
Well, one of them is called Coast of Maine. That's a great one.
Okay.
But then that same company makes other brands, and any independent garden center will have them. And I can never remember the name of the other one. Coast of Maine is like the premium number one, and then the one just below it, I cannot remember the name of it, but they'll have it there. And again, just tell them what you're doing. The mushroom manure will be okay, but I like these other things better just because mushroom manure doesn't have as many nutrients in it, and it can be alkaline. So give that a shot, all right? And you'll have a better garden this year.
And pit moss, plentiful.
Yeah, that's great for containers.
Yeah, but where are you getting that? Because I didn't see any of there either.
Again, you know, all around different independent garden centers, but also pit moss out of Ambridge, they ship. And I think it's still free shipping, so you could order it from them because it's light.
All right, thanks.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a great day.
All right, we got one less than a minute, so take us home.
Oh, I'm sorry I did not get to your calls. Please send me a question at DougOster.com if I didn't get to you. I hate when that happens. Call earlier. Please call earlier. So I am answering questions after the show at DougOster.com. Join me today down in Northern Washington County around 10 o'clock in the morning. I'll be at Joe Hamm's Daffodil Garden. And keep planting out there. You know, yeah, it's going to get hot, but perfect time to put seeds in under this weather. You know, put your seeds in, put some water on them, and you'll be good to go. And do not uncover that fig tree yet if it's buried. I forgot. I wanted to talk about that. It's too early. You know, even though it's going to be warm now, there will be another frost. So remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
All right, Doug, good stuff. Stay with us. News with Rob at 8. And then it's pork recipes, pulled pork, pork roast, and more with Frank Dentisi. We're cooking in the Coons Cooking Hour, moments away today with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.